Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Reminds me of Belinda Carlisle. Why did that song remind me of a kind of mid to late 80s song? I'm not sure which one. Ethel?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Have to kind of say Ethel like that, don't you? Kind of like
Pardon?
Sybil. It's kind of like that, isn't it? Sybil? Ethel?
Yes, it's been said a couple of occasions, all right.
Ethel.
Good morning, Ryan.
Who are you named after?
Apparently after Ethel Kennedy.
Ah, you're joking.
No.
Hilarious.
I know. They must have been desperate for names at the time.
They must have gone through the whole lot of them. There are heaps of names they could have gone. That's Ethel's Bobby's wife, isn't that right? She's alive and well.
That's correct, yeah.
Hickory Hill. Now, Ethel, I want to ask you about the Eurovision because I didn't see the first semi-final last night. I'd like to ask you, did you see it?
I did.
Did
it
you?
It was the first time in years that I could happily say that I watched it from start to finish and didn't flick in and out. It was really, really good.
Really? And why was it so gluable, toable?
It actually had a lot of songs on it that were very versatile.
Oh.
And an awful lot of them were actually ones that would be trying to get maybe a number one hit in countries.
So
it was actually
music.
Really different. There was actually music, Ryan, yes. For the first time in years, no particular country was following a particular trend. They were all actually doing their own thing and trying to do something different, which was really, really good.
Well, that's good because I think Molly Sterling has definitely got a lovely song, a very musical song, which is good. Who was your knockouts last night? Who struck you?
I think Hungary and Serbia stood out for two different reasons. Serbia stood out for the simple reason is it started off as a bit of a ballad and stuff, and halfway through then it kind of turned into pop dance music tune. But basically the message that they were trying to send out was that basically it's okay to be different and everybody's entitled to be different, and the dancer is kind of stripped off and...
Yay.
I think I'm open to correction, but I think one of the girls actually had the gay pride colours on her dress. I'm open to correction, so if I have that wrong...
Wouldn't come as a massive shock, I think, at the Eurovision. I don't think we'd all be bowled over by hearing that, but that's good. And it's because Serbia is a country that has come from the cauldron of so much war and trouble in the last 20 years that the idea of celebrating the difference, if that makes sense, politically and musically, nice.
Yes, exactly, definitely. It was very strong. The lady that was singing had a very powerful voice, so she did. It was really good. They definitely gave the song what it was meant to do anyway.
Okay.
It was very good.
Anyone else?
Hungary was really good. It was a ballad, very different. It was, I think, War is Enough or War is Not Enough or something like that. It was about war, but very different, something that actually could just come out and win it out of nowhere. Just really, really good, very meaningful, very touching on the heartstrings and stuff. Just very, very good. Very good ballad.
Good. Okay, so Hungary and Serbia were the ones for you.
Yeah.
Any mad ones? There's always some mad, loud, crazy.
Yeah, Finland were quite good as well. They reminded me very much of Lordi. It was a very short song, only about a minute and 45 seconds, but the whole group were actually a group of gentlemen of various ages with learning difficulties. So it was really, really good.
The whole group were men with learning difficulties?
That's correct, yeah.
Right, and Down syndrome?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Okay.
And they were various ages, and they sang a song similar to Lordi's that won it a few years back.
And what did you make of that?
It was actually quite good, in the sense that if you were into that kind of heavy metal rock music, it was good. It wouldn't be my cup of tea, but if that's what you're into, they were actually really good.
Was it the celebration of what anyone can do despite where you're at intellectually, or was it a stunt?
No, I'd say it was, you can do whatever you want despite intellectual disabilities, or that if you have a dream, go first. It doesn't matter who you are or
good.
What limitations people perceive that you have, that you can still achieve it.
I would imagine families who have someone in their lives with an intellectual disability saw that last night in the middle of all the, you know, the twirling and the dancing and everything else, and thought, look at that. That's kind of nice for us. Kind of inclusive.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. It would definitely encourage them to have a bit more belief in the world and the system, and encourage them to encourage their children to go for their dreams.
Here's the song. I haven't heard it. Here it is.
I'm
That's a minute and 24 seconds long. I think 10 seconds is enough for me. But it's what they're doing. It's the as you say, it's the Lordy for Finland. Lordy Finnish.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the style. They're just emulating their pals.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Who do you think will win the Eurovision Song Contest 2015?
Crikey! If it was just based on last night, I would say Hungary.
Okay.
But it's really hard to say. You know, there's still, if tomorrow night's semi-final is half as good as last night's, it's actually going to make for a really entertaining Saturday night evening watching television.
Sounds good to me. Okay, well, you'll be watching tomorrow night, obviously.
Yes, hopefully.
And Saturday.
Hopefully, yes. And all going well.
Will you be? I don't want to know which way you'll be voting, but will you be voting in the referendum?
And all going well, yes. Hopefully that will happen as well on Friday.
Everyone must vote, regardless of where they're voting or what they're voting for. They need to vote. I think that's only fair to say.
Definitely. They're two very important issues. And, you know, people, if they have the vote, they should really exercise it.
That's
and
what I'm thinking. So let's, Ethel, let's make the extra effort on Friday.
Definitely, yes.
Okay, go for it. Thank you for being our Eurovision correspondent today.
You're very welcome,
nice
Ryan.
To talk
Have
to
a
you.
Good day.
And you too. See you, Ethel.
Take care. Bye.